The Assembly in January asked city staff to look for ways to mitigate the visual impact of the cell tower lights. At the time, Deputy City Manager Rob Steedle said there were no options, but when pressed, he found six.
I was wrong. I should have said that CBJ has no good options.
Steedle told the Committee of the Whole that his options had not been tested. The price tags range from a high of more than $500,000 to relocate the tower to a low of $175,000. That option called for a dialogue with the Federal Aviation Administration about less intense lighting. Steedle said it could take 10 years, and he rated the actual chance of conversation very low. But that was the type of alternative Assembly members seemed to be after when they called for the study. Kate Troll said it is time for conversation.
Have a discussion with the regulatory agencies or the tower and property owners, realizing we can't compel them to a solution, but maybe out of their desire to be a good neighbor, they would modify the blinking light.
The Spoon Island Tower is within the airport flight path. It has a flashing red light at top and two lower but steady red lights at night. A strobe flashes throughout the day. It was properly permitted in 2012. Atlas owns the tower. It sits on land leased from Spoon Island Development. Atlas is in the midst of its first five-year lease, with five renewals remaining. Verizon is the cell phone carrier. The flashing red is a warning light. CBJ Community Development Planning Manager Travis Goddard said it provides significant information to pilots.
And the purpose of that flashing light is to help them figure out the three-dimensional aspect of where that tower and where those lights are.
Mayor Merrill Sanford said the FAA regulations are clear and the city should just drop its study.
This isn't just for Juneau. This is across the nation, the United States, these regulations.
City staff did not talk to the FAA, the tower company, or property owners. They'd been asked to consider community mediation, getting all the parties in the same room to talk through the issues and possible solutions. Steedle said the approach made no sense in the case of the Spoon Island Tower. He doubted Atlas would be interested in coming to the table. That annoyed Assemblymember Jesse Keel.
I have never heard a response to, for instance, a request that the Assembly try and start a conversation or that management start a conversation like the one in this memo, which simply says, well, we don't have a hammer, so there's no point in having the conversation. There's no point in inviting them to talk. The tone and the approach remain an issue of great concern for me.
For more than a year, Gene and Sue Ann Randall have been asking the city to help broker a solution. Their North Douglas home faces the flashing tower. They were in Assembly chambers for Monday's discussion and asked if they could make a statement. But public testimony is never taken at Committee of the Whole meetings. After the meeting, Randall called Steedle's options short-sighted.
He suggests that community mediation would be of no value. And this is just shameful, to dismiss the value of open discussion on an issue that affects the community this much.
While the case of the Spoon Island cell tower seems to be closed, the city is in the midst of developing a master plan to regulate the placement, design, and permitting of future towers. That process promises neighborhood meetings and public hearings before the plan is adopted. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.